Radio Islam International. The world is our community.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Early Morning Sunday Show. And it is time for our tech slot with Brother Faisal Patel. Brother Faisal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to you, Sister Nisa, and to the wonderful listeners of Radio Islam.
Well, we're looking at Apple unveiling the new iPhone 12. Tell us all about that.
This was very exciting for me, Sister Nisa, and I'm sure for most of the Apple fans as well. I was at work, but I managed to catch some of the launch. There was a lot of products that were unveiled, so I'm going to go through some of them, inshallah, and maybe the listeners can provide their feedback via Twitter and all the other platforms also. So basically, Apple unveiled four new iPhone 12s and a new HomePod mini. So for those that were not aware, you have the normal iPhone 12, which Apple says is the most 5G bands in a single smartphone. So all the phones are 5G. That's the first thing we need to be aware of. The new 5G devices feature an aluminium frame with smooth edges and a glass back, making it 11% thinner, 15% smaller, and 16% lighter. That's the phrase that they were going with. And for those that want to know what it looks like and haven't seen the launch, then it looks similar to the old iPhone, the 5, where it's the square edges as opposed to the round edges. So it boasts a 6.1-inch size display with Apple switching from an LCD screen to an OLED screen. So that's the iPhone 12. And then one of the products they also launched was, and they had this James Bond theme music, Sister Nisa, they launched the iPhone 12 mini. So that was quite exciting. They had it in one box, and it would open up that box or case, and in that case, they had the phone. So the iPhone 12 mini boasts a 5.1-inch Super Retina XDR OLED display, and it's also got an A14 Bionic chip, which is the latest chip from Apple. And it's available in a number of variations, 64 gig, 128 gig, 256 gig, and then also in blue, green, black, white, and product red. So it comes in a number of colors this time around. And just to give the listeners an idea, they say it fits in the palm of your hand. So that's how small it is. That's the iPhone 12 mini. And then the bigger ones, which is the flagship phones, the iPhone Pro and iPhone Pro Max. So they released this two phones. The one is a 6.1-inch, which is the Pro, and then the 12 Pro Max, which is 6.7 inches. It's the biggest screen on an iPhone yet. To give you some details, it supports both sub-6 gigahertz 5G, meaning that both phones should work with all various types of 5G networks. And then the new devices also include the A14 Bionic chip, a 16-core neural engine for an 80% increase in performance. And then both displays have the same Super Retina XDR technology featuring Apple's Ceramic Shield technology. Now, the Ceramic Shield technology is actually very excited about this. Basically, if you know ceramic and whether it comes in watch straps or whether it comes in cases of watches, they're very, very scratch resistant. So if that's the case on this particular glass, then I'm hoping that it will withstand the everyday scratches or keys in a pocket or putting it down on the table. But I would still suggest that you put a screen protector as well. And then also very, very exciting, they introduced MagSafe. So MagSafe for the old MacBooks, if you know, it was a little magnetic power adapter that plugs onto your computer. That's now coming to iPhone. So what they focused on was that when you want to wirelessly charge your phone, you have to position the phone properly on a wireless charger, and sometimes it never used to charge in the morning. You wake up and, you know, you're sitting with a dead phone. Now, with the MagSafe, they've got a charger where it sticks magnetically on the back of the phone. So you don't have to worry, it charges automatically. And then also they introduced a new MagSafe charger where you can use it with the Apple Watch and the Apple iPhone as well. So that's very, very exciting. And they're going wireless. The iPhone Pro and Pro Max feature three cameras, 12 megapixel wide angle lens, 12 megapixel ultra wide in a telephoto lens. In pricing and availability, they're going to be very expensive. We know that, as for Apple products. So iPhone 12 Pro, I'm going to just give those prices. But if anybody else want to check out the other prices, they can go to my website at presentapel.com. So the iPhone 12 Pro will 128 gig around $999, and the top of the range, which is the 512 gig, will go around $1,399. And if you convert it in rand wise, it's about 23,000 rand. So very, very expensive. It will be heavily subsidized by the mobile network operators. And then finally, also what Apple introduced was the HomePod Mini. Now, I actually have the original HomePod. It's not available in this country. There are people or other websites that are selling it, but it's an import, and it's quite expensive. They retail for around 8,000-9,000 rand. I actually got mine from Dubai. My brother, on his way to Italy, stopped over there, and I asked him to get it. The HomePod is similar to the Google Home Mini speakers, and they perform smart functions. They can play music, and you know, they can do a lot of other things, control your home. They can give you information. But I'm not sure whether the HomePod Mini will actually come to South Africa, considering that Apple doesn't have number of services in this country as opposed to Google. So you may be able to use it to get the weather. You may be able to use it to get directions and send a WhatsApp and that kind of thing. But you may not have the full plethora of features that comes with the HomePod Mini. It looks like a little bowl. I don't know how to explain it, Sister Nisha. It looks like a little bowl that you put your, or dish, you know, like a round dish. I would urge the listeners to actually Google it and see what I'm talking about. And so it's quite exciting. And if it does come to South Africa, no doubt, obviously, I will look at it. There are a lot of things that we can use to make our homes smarter. I use my Google Home Mini to switch on the light. And this will be obviously on a similar platform as well, to switch on the home lights, to listen to music, to stream. And one of the important things is that we know we are moving from the old radios to more digital mediums. Radio Islam also broadcasts on digital mediums. At home, I don't have a radio. When I listen to Radio Islam, I stream it via the TuneIn app. And when I stream it via the TuneIn app, I'm using my HomePod. So I'll just tell Siri, hey Siri, stream Radio Islam on TuneIn. And it tunes into Radio Islam. So a lot of things you can do as well. You can send messages, you can send diary appointments, a lot of stuff. So if it does come to South Africa, very, very exciting. And it's not expensive at all. It's going to be selling for around $99. If you convert it, about 1,632 rand, and take into account the import duty. So you get about 2,000 rand, probably give or take a few hundred rand here and there. So all what I've mentioned is available on my website at faisalpatel.com. And if there's any questions, inshallah, then they can just tweet me or send me an email at faisal@radioislam.co.za, and I'll try to answer some questions, inshallah.
It's amazing how the phones are getting smaller and smaller. And I just wonder sometimes, what happens to those people with fat fingers or big fingers? Like, I already sometimes battle, you know, when you're typing. I'm not the double thumb typer. I still use my index finger. So,
look, they're not getting smaller. I mean, I think what the companies are doing, most of them, whether it's Samsung, Apple, Huawei, and many others, is that they're catering for different segments of the market. So some people may not want a big phone. I love the iPhone Pro Max. It's 6.7 inches. I've got the old iPhone 11 Pro Max. It's 6.1 inches. So I like a big screen so I can get more screen space. I can do more. But sometimes people don't want to get a bigger phone, and there's smaller options for them available. Samsung does it as well. Huawei does it, and Apple as well. So at the end of the day, it's your choice. But the bigger you go, the more expensive it becomes. And even with a bigger screen, 6.1 inch 11 Pro Max that I'm using, even then, you know, you feel that the screen is a bit too small. So most of the time I'll be using my iPad because it's got a bigger screen. But as you say, Sister Nisa, if you've got bigger than normal fingers, it can become a problem.
It does, yeah. You notice that in the typing that comes through. But let's move on, and we're looking at Western Digital redefining the next generation gaming experience with an expanded WD Black portfolio. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we know there's a lot of gamers in South Africa and across the world, and Western Digital is actually helping gamers enhance their setups and adapt to evolving gaming landscapes, as they call it, heralded by the next generation of games with the introduction of its first NVMe solid-state drive, or SSD, with the next-gen PCIe Gen 4 technology, a fully bootable Gen 3, and 8 card and Thunderbolt-powered NVMe SSD gaming dock. So I know there's a lot of technical words there, but basically it's just storage devices if you are a gaming fan. And Hassan Azzi, Africa Sales Director, Western Digital, says, as game developers move towards creating immersive titles that require higher performance, consumers need to ensure that they have the best tools to stay up to speed. So three products that they introduced, the WD Black SN850 NVMe SSD. This is designed to feature the unprecedented performance of PCIe Gen 4 technology. So it reduces game load times and transfers files faster than its predecessor while using brand new cache technology. Then they have the WD Black AN1500 NVMe SSD. This fully bootable plug-in play editing card is one of the fastest PCIe Gen 3 times 8 solutions on the market, and it's available in 1TB, 2TB, and 4TB capacities, starting at around $299, so you'll have to work out the currency right there. And in the last one, the WD Black D50 GameDock NVMe SSD. Now, this compact one is high performance and with a heat sink design, transforms a Thunderbolt 3 compatible laptop into an integrated gaming station. So there's a lot of options for gamers. The dock also offers super fast speeds. The WD Black D50 gaming dock is complete with customizable RGB lighting control through the WD Black dashboard, which is Windows only. It's available for purchase at select Western Digital retailers, e-tailers, resellers, and system integrators. So you can check that out on my website as well at faisalpatel.com.
All right, and then we're looking at Rain, and they've launched the unlimited 4 gig mobile data for 379 rand.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand the thinking behind this, because lots of the country and a lot of us are moving on to 5G. But I'm going to give details, and maybe those that want to stay on 4G. So the new contract provides 4G internet speeds for mobile users willing to pay about 380 rand per month. So it is a bit expensive to pay for 4G, you know, considering that we've got 5G at the moment. Just to give some other details, so a 4G connection will net you a super basic streaming quality of 360p. That's the quality of the streaming. It's possible to push it to 480p, but the speed of the connection will take a dip. It will come down a bit. So just to give you some other details, with this deal over Rain's other mobile packages is that your data is unlimited. So compared to the other packages from Rain, this one here is unlimited. So it means you can use it all day, every day. And then that's obviously a significant step up from them, from the other mobile packages, which offers 19 hours of unlimited peak time for 250 rand. But remember one thing, that if you use data during those off-peak hours, you will be charged 50 rand for every gigabyte used, which is certainly not insignificant, considering 1 gigabyte of data, 50 rand, it's a lot. And sometimes people tend to overindulge. So it's definitely worth noting that the unlimited 4G plan doesn't allow for users to turn their phone into a hotspot, which definitely sucks if you're wanting to save money on the router. You'll also need a 4G phone, as this service is only compatible with 4G phone. If you want, obviously, more information on this deal, you can check out Rain's website, and they'll have all the details there. But with fiber and with 5G coming on, I think people really need to consider, for those that may not can afford 5G, maybe this is an option as well.
Very limiting, I must say, though, and usually probably for people who are going to stay away from 5G because of all the controversy around it, maybe.
I looked at Rain's products and I looked at their data offerings. It's absolutely wonderful. And a lot of people I know are actually connected to the Rain network and using their data packages. But for me, the thing is that they're offering these data packages at off-peak times. So it's available from, say, I'll just give you an example, 8 o'clock right up until 4 or 5 o'clock. And then after that, you're going to pay 50 rand a gig. And the thing is, with us that work during the day, it doesn't really help, because when you come home, you want to stream and you want to use your internet and you want to surf the web or you'll do whatever you want to do using data. So it doesn't help me, but especially when I'm at work, when I come home, I want to stream. But for those that are at home, for housewives, for kids, for children, and women that work from home, guys that work from home as well, for them it will worth it. But if they bring it to a point where they say that the price of 280 or 300 rand is for unlimited data throughout the day, irrespective of peak packages or peak times, then I think that will be worth it. But at the moment, if you use data during the peak time, then you're going to be paying 50 rand a gig, which I think is a bit steep, considering that you may consider other mobile networks who's offering data packages that you can serve anytime or you can use anytime irrespective of peak period. That's the peak three mobile operators in the country.
Mm-hmm. And then we're looking at, let's quickly look at WhatsApp. There's changes coming. What are these new features that we're looking at?
Well, we spoke about this a while back, so we know about the self-destructing messages, where when you read the message or you send a message, so after a while it can delete, and it's, you know, like the whole Mission Impossible style. This message will destruct in 30 seconds or 40 seconds. So self-destructing images, it's something that's coming to Android and iOS. So basically, it sounds very, very dramatic, but when you get an opportunity to write the word self-destructing, you take it back. Back in September, it was found that WhatsApp was working on this feature that would allow users to send media to contacts that would essentially vanish once the recipient has opened it and left the chat. So if I send you a message, Sister Nisa, maybe gossiping about somebody or some secret information, and if you open it, that automatically deletes, so it doesn't encrypt you. But I also see a very potential dangerous situation, yes, but a topic for another day. And then storage usage on the UI interface. On a similar note, WhatsApp is rolling out an update to how the app deals with storage space and capacity. I know a lot of people have been WhatsApping me and sending me emails saying, Faisal, I don't have access or I can't download pictures because there's so many chat and chat groups that they can't actually save anything. So that's something they're looking at as well. There's a fingerprint login. I know some of the people use WhatsApp Web. And at the moment, if you use WhatsApp app, you have to go and scan the barcode on the computer. Now you may be able to use your fingerprint. So that's quite cool. And then also Facebook Messenger integration. Remember that WhatsApp is owned by Facebook. So there may be some integration there as well, where if you post on WhatsApp, you may be able to post on Facebook. Additional features that may come along. And then also a feature for iOS, where there's a better, bigger search button and more detailed search button. So if you do have WhatsApp on Android and iOS, maybe these are some of the features you can look forward to.
All right, inshallah, we'll have to look at that. So additional units of Xbox Series X and Series S coming to South Africa.
Yeah, very exciting. A lot of people were saying that they didn't manage to get the Xbox, both of them, because it was sold out so quickly. I was one of them because I was looking for it, not to buy it, but just to see if they are available. So after the successful sellout of the first allocation of stock for launch, Microsoft has confirmed that additional stock will be made available for launch on the 10th of November. So maybe the listeners can jot down that date. The retailers will be launching the second wave of pre-orders on 19th until stocks last. So be quickly and get it done as quickly as possible, otherwise you're going to miss out. Microsoft states that the Xbox Series is the most powerful console in the world, and gamers can look forward to playing all their favorite games with the best graphics and load speeds. And then the company also believes that the Xbox Series is the smallest, that's the S Series, is the smallest, sleekest Xbox ever, and users can experience the speed and performance of the next generation all-digital console. So other features on there, at the heart of the Series S is the Xbox Velocity architecture, which pairs a custom SSD with an integrated software for faster, streamlined gameplay with significantly reduced times. So just to give you those dates again, it will be available for launch on 10th November, that's the Xbox, and then pre-orders on the 19th of October, which is tomorrow, Sister Nisa. So for South African gamers that want the new Xbox, make a note of tomorrow's date at major retailers and for launch on the 10th of November. Because if you snooze, you're going to lose, definitely.
Definitely. All right, and then lastly, we've got like a minute. The app of the week is the Pocket Coach. I love that app.
Yeah, absolutely exciting. Yesterday, I wrote a story on Radio Islam's website. We spoke to a person from the Voice Clinic. You can listen to that podcast. We all know we are stressed, Sister Anissa, you know, because of COVID-19 and stress levels, chronic stress levels are going through the roof. So this I thought, you know, maybe will be a good app to share with the listeners. So we know that we are living in a modern age of constant distraction when those flashing lights and images disappear. Now, you're left with the scariest thing in the world, your thoughts. And sometimes they can really play havoc on you. So while you have the downtime, practice some mental health care. I think it's very important for all of us, considering what the country has been through this year, and the world, obviously, as well. So you can practice the mental health care and helped along by the professionals at Pocket Coach. So what does this do? You can achieve peace of mind while sitting in the dark with only your fears and anxieties and nothing else to do. So check it out. I think it's a good app. As you say, you do love it as well. And then it's available free. There are in-app purchases, but it's available free on Android and iOS. So check it out. And then first thing is, before we conclude, there was a brother that phoned me yesterday at Radio Islam saying that his email attachments on Gmail didn't want to load. There are three options I can give the listeners quickly. The one thing is that you can delete the app, not your account. Delete the app altogether and reload the app, the Gmail app, and that should solve the problem. You can also adjust the settings on your phone, which allows you to download attachments and gives Gmail the opportunity to download those attachments. And also, alternatively, you can also just check the other settings. Sometimes there might be privacy settings that's not allowing the attachments to download. So jazakallah to the brother that sent in that question yesterday. He doesn't want me to mention his name, but he was calling from Azadro. So jazakallah for that, inshallah. I hope the advice that I gave you did help.
All right, well, JazakAllah khair for the advice you've given us and all the updates that you've brought forward as well. And we'll speak to you again next week, inshallah.
Absolutely, Zustan. I'm looking forward to it. Remember that the listeners can, you know, contact me via different platforms on Twitter at FaisalPatel143, on Facebook.com/FaisalPatel, Instagram as well at FaisalPatel143. And then remember, there's a lot of unboxings that I do on YouTube, and I will be featuring some new ones, inshallah, in the future. So check out my YouTube channel and please do subscribe as well at Faisal Patel. And if there's still questions you want me to answer, you can mail me on my Radio Islam email, Faisal@radioislam.co.za, and maybe some suggestions of anything you want me to cover, then we can even cover that as well, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khair for your time this morning.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.